96.9 Cool FM, your number one hit music station. And East Side, we are holding it down, right?
Holding it down.
So get ready. And as you already know it, on a beautiful Thursday, shout out to a young kid hot on TikTok, on our phones, and blazing on our playlist, right? It's time. Fresh Radio Interview, lock it down, your number one hit music station. College Music Station, and we're hanging out. You know how we do it on a beautiful day. It's a Thursday, and it's the midday show.
Yep. You've got me, EVE, and of course, D-O to the T-U-N. And we're turning it up. But more than that, we've got someone very exciting in the building.
Yeah.
Yes. Young and fresh.
I mean, that's the best way to put it. But the fact is, you know, I mean, when I had the first conversation with him, and he signed onto a record label that created about a multi-talented guy like Sidney Talker.
Yeah,
right?
Neville Records.
Apart from everything, I think he's one of the best guys with the best minds when it comes to creativity. And I respect that a lot. And when he branched out and said, you know what, I want to own my own label, and I want to sign a kid, but you know what? When I have a conversation with you, I can guarantee you, you're not going to miss it. And I said, you know what? I want to hear you first. The first time he walked into the room, 17-year-old, right? I'm sure I'm still correct. 17. And what comes out, what he drops is hot. I'm not going to lie to you, right?
Fire.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what I was doing when I was 17, but hey. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Your number one hit music station. I'm talking about the one and the only Katie's right here on the show. What's good? How are you doing?
Yo. I'm good. I'm feeling blessed.
Good.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
First of all, you look the part.
It does. Like your hair is. I really like your hair.
Thank you.
How did you meet Sidney?
It was through Instagram.
Okay.
He hit me up on Instagram. Yeah. I was basically doing my work, like my work, everyday to day work, mechanic. So I actually saw it. DM from Sidney Talker, and actually it was like a mechanic now getting a DM from like a celebrity. That's like mind-blowing. So I was like,
so you were a mechanic.
You're a mechanic.
Yeah. I was a mechanic.
Wow.
He's literally
from the streets.
You're from the trenches.
Yeah,
let me put it like that, right?
Wow.
Yeah, trenches.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's mind-blowing. So like, wait, chill. What were you doing? You were putting out like freestyles on there Instagram?
Yeah. I was actually putting out freestyles on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're 17. Like, how long have you been doing music? That's the question I should be.
I started doing music like fully.
Yeah.
At the age of 13. Yeah. At the age of 13. Like when I discovered my talent, I was like, you know, I love freestyling a lot. So like discovering the talent gave me this like, would I say like booster spirit? I started writing songs and everything.
Wow.
You know, I never saw that story coming from that angle.
Honestly.
No.
I would literally see him as someone like, oh, you know what? It's a kid who's just, you know, one of those kids who like privileged kids who are in the system already.
No.
He's from Ojo.
Yeah, Ojo Shibiri.
Yeah, Shibiri.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because I'm an Okoku boy too, man.
Wow.
We're all from the trenches.
Yeah, from the trenches. Bro.
Wow.
Nice.
Sidney, you did a good job with this one,
yeah,
right?
Honestly,
you blew me away.
Honestly.
I never saw this coming. And, you know, how do you feel right now? Compare your life then and now. Yeah. How do you feel?
Man, I feel really blessed because it's been a long way and a really good one, by the way. And I feel really blessed, and I thank the Lord Almighty for bringing me this far in my life. So I'm feeling really blessed right now. As you can see me, I'm blessed.
You're getting emotional already, bro.
Yeah, because in the streets, it's very hard. Like, I know what I was facing back then. So, like, things being this easy for me is like giving me a type of spirit that, Cade, you've come a long way. Actually, yeah.
And you just
when I
started.
When we get back, we need to speak to Sidney, right?
Yeah.
You took a plunge, bruh. That's a real deep. That's in a deep end.
New dawn stuff. It's all good. To be honest.
I like that. Kay, welcome to the game.
Thank you.
It's your first radio interview, right?
Yeah.
And it's worth it. It's with you, Kay, your number one hit music station. Station, right? Shout out to Sydney Talker for taking that walk.
To be honest,
it's a tough one, right? I mean, this song, big on TikTok.
Big on TikTok, no doubt. And definitely, I can't wait to see what you're coming with next.
I mean, this is mind-blowing, right?
It is.
I think you just had a spell bound. So we have more conversation when we get back in the show. That's With You by Cade. Go and check it out. We'll be talking to you more when we get back on the show.
Twilight Media Concert presents.
All right, Kiss Daniel and Cranium. It is your number one hit music station. You're hanging with me, EVE, and DO to the TUN, and Cade.
Cade. How did you get that name, Cade?
Yeah, so nice.
It's from my boss.
Ah.
From my boss.
What's the story?
Cindy gave you that name.
My real name.
You said your boss. How did you get the name Cade? Well, okay, what are your real names?
Oh, my real name is Shekoni Sulaimon Abiola.
Okay, so how did you get the name Cade?
I gave it a name.
You gave him the name Cade.
Yeah.
Why? Tell me what, I mean.
What's the story behind it?
What's the story behind Cade?
Well, I saw the talent. I saw the spirit. And I just needed something different.
Mm.
Something simple, different, and, you know, catchy. You know, people could easily pronounce, you know. Something that could stand for him in the future, you know. So, yeah.
Why you did? I mean, for you now, you're branching into something pretty different from the usual, right? What exactly? Why did you brand into music? Because you know, everybody knows you for acting. Why did you brand into music?
Okay, so first of all, it is something I've been doing behind doors. You know, we've been you could literally see that I was promoting songs at
a lot, actually,
you know? So the going into music, it's not like I'm going into music now.
Okay.
It's something we've been doing behind doors. We've been talking to artists and the rest. So, you know, it's something I always wanted to do, you know, get an artist, influence for the artist. Literally, it's not the record label, it's just influencing.
It's influencing. Wow. Which makes sense considering your numbers.
People don't see it like that, you know, man. Running a record label, I mean, I don't wish you want to see your problem, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to call it a record label.
Yeah, true.
You don't want it to burn your pocket, right? But I get it.
Really?
It's an influencing company. Where is that?
well, we can see that the song is doing numbers. Like, TikTok is crazy with it, which is not surprising now. Considering your history and what you do, man, I can't be surprised. I'm sure you sat him down, you told him one or two things. Like, see, this is it. If you want to be influential, this is how you do it.
That's why I said it's not...
A record label. You're doing music influencing. Well, you're doing it right, okay?
You know, in my lifetime in radio, I've heard everything, right? I like this. Kay, it was good.
I'm good.
Tell us a bit about yourself, your background, because
yeah,
you know you're fresh on this. I want to know more about you. I mean, family of you from a football team, like other people like that? I mean, are you the only kid? Do your parents support what you're doing? Are you going back to school?
Are you
in school or you're out of school? Tell us about
right now I'm out of school.
Okay.
But
okay,
there are a lot of things going on in the Never Record Academy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, and Cade is just this young teenager that has passion for music.
Okay.
That have passion for music, I mean. And from the family of 10.
What? I was almost correct.
And eight
better football.
That's a football team with someone with a red card.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but your parents, do they like your stance now? Do they support what you're doing?
Yeah. Every parents would like it.
Every parents like it. I mean, I'm saying going into music, most parents don't support doing music.
Yeah.
Now it's a lot different now.
From Ojo, every parent in Ojo will love it.
Really?
Yeah, they will love it. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. So you're going to go back to school, right?
Yeah.
And if you're going to go back to school, what are you going to be studying?
Fine arts.
What?
Wow.
So I need now. I need to ask this question, considering the fact that you were, you know, a mechanic. I'm an engineer, so it's a bit confusing for me. So what? You're just good at everything, basically. Because what was that?
No.
So where does fine art come in with being? I mean, I thought you're engineering.
The mechanic was like, okay, Cade. My dad told me like, yeah. Okay, Cade, you have to do something. Like the music was actually looking like it wasn't going to
I
work.
Get that.
So my dad was like, okay, you have to do something. And at that time, the guy that does the mechanic, like that comes to Lekki and do the mechanic,
yeah,
he seemed to have like money at that time. So it's not like I don't like the work,
yeah, but
like at that time it seemed
it was about the money. So yeah. I need to ask, did you take that job, you know, to earn the money to like push the music forward? Because you that's something you hear
no,
a lot.
No. At that time I just like, okay, let me get busy. You know, I love freestyling a lot.
Yeah.
First of all. So doing that work and freestyling just kind of
worked out for you at yeah. that time.
At that time music to him was freestyling.
Oh. Yes. Oh, so he wasn't even so thinking about a record
this is his
or
best professional track. Mm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
This is my
yeah.
wow. I've like, never used this song.
So wait, now let me just break this down. Actually, Sydney is the mechanic. Because you know, he's the one that's trying to put everything together.
Yeah, he's the mechanic.
But do you like where you are right now?
I love where I am right now.
If you're gonna work with anybody, the top five guys you're gonna work with in this industry, yeah. you get only five chances to work with anybody. Who would that be?
Nigeria only.
Oh, Oshé, I like what you're thinking. I like where your head is
no,
at.
No, I don't claim
yeah, I okay, my top list. Firstly, I'll say, like, anybody that passed good message with their songs.
Songs,
you know, yeah. Yeah, but, like, I'll... if there's a choose, hey, I'll go for, like, a Polo G right now.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, I see where you're headed. I knew it's the yeah. hair.
Okay.
A Polo G and, NBA Youngboy. Definitely.
Wow. Okay.
I see where it's going with this. I'm expecting the next person. Okay.
Yeah, NBA Youngboy. I think Lil Durk.
Okay, so I'm waiting to hear Moneybagg now. We're doing.
Gunna.
Yeah, Gunna would be on my list, but not that like top.
No, top.
So
yeah.
like a 24K golden and.
Okay. I feel you. You're speaking my language.
We need to go on a break. We'll be right back in the show, right? Yeah. Shout out, K, you're blowing us off. I like that. This conversation just makes a lot of sense, right? 96.9 Cool FM. Don't forget his name is Cade. We'll be right back on the show. All your counterparts, all your colleagues, like I were already saying, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned a top list of five stars, and I like where your mind is, and I like the fact you're not restricting yourself. Polo G, and yeah. 24 Golden,
Lil Durk.
You could tell your style, and. You know, honestly, like, I like your mind. You know, sometimes it might seem impossible, right? But yeah. it's great that you have your mind all locked and, you know, you having to get out of your box. And that's
yeah,
really nice.
Exactly.
30 minutes down, 1 p.m., your number one hit music station, still the midday show. And we have Cade.
Sleep.
So now you've told us people like abroad, right?
Yeah.
And those are sounds that I personally am obsessed with. Like wow. I'm a rap head, so you know what I'm saying. Okay. Dear Titi, I never believe in Shabba. That's
no, but I agree. She blows me away once in a while. Hey.
You know, I don't want to freestyle here. I don't want to freestyle here, but you know, you never know. But he knows what I can do. So now I'm gonna put it to you. Since you're the freestyle master, okay, let's do this. What do you have for me? Let's go, let's go. But hey, no swear words, none of that. So let's just go. It's about to be hot.
Put my headphones on.
Let's blow his mind away.
I wish I could just drop a beat on this one, right? I'm not sure if
you're
this
always
works.
Looking for beats that don't work.
Now, should I just kill the beat? You want to do it freestyle or kill the music?
I'm trying. Okay, let me go a cappella. I think so.
Okay.
Let me
okay,
just
cool,
kill
cool.
this. Right.
Yo. Homie say they want to pull up in the Mustang. It's a new cab, but definitely I got a Rex. Homie say they want space. It's a new chance. I'll be speeding through my city like a damn Audemars. Shorty, I can't lie to my girl, look in my eyes. And if you love me, I'ma slide. She giving me signs, but you know I'm steady high. And if you call me, I'ma, she be trying to take my life away. And my shorty made me feel a type of way. And I can't die if I slide away. She be blowing my phone when I ride away.
Hey! What you saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could tell the sound is there.
Yeah.
I like the texture. How you do your stuff is really great.
Thank you.
I mean, I now understand. So, if you're going to work with any Nigerian artist, who would that be?
That would be like, who wants to be a millionaire?
He's like, I'm here. I don't want to make any enemies.
Okay. I definitely work with, I think, Fela Kuti's son. Was
Made Kuti.
Yeah. I love his stage performance and everything. And
great.
Who else? Rema, Ruga, all the people that pass like good message with their song, Black Bones, all of them. Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
So he wants to work with everybody basically.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody.
Yeah. But it's great to have you on the show, right? You know, there's always one question everybody they always find so hard to ask you guys is, you know, where does this lead you, right? Because you know, the fact that you're young, is this the sound you're going to stick to? Are you going to change it? I mean, is this what you're going to be sticking with? Because it almost just might put you in the R&B or trap, you know?
What?
So are you going to ever change the sound?
So, the change is in progression. Yeah. So, the sound, I cannot predict if the sound will change or not.
Yeah.
Okay. I just know I have to work like and be a better version of me.
Yeah.
So, as far as I'm going up and I'm making good music, I think the sound will change at some point.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I like your mind. I like the way you think, to be honest. I do.
You know, you can tell he's big there. You know, it's like, you know, and the fact that you even mentioned Made, I think, like, you listen to a lot of guys.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of people.
I'm going to like your playlist, but sometimes I just think I don't want to be there.
No, too many. My playlist is actually scattered.
It's like you're a better
don't
fashion.
Don't worry, I'm your target market.
You are like the good guy of Tenacian. You're like the, but I mean not the bad guy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, right? And shout out to everybody out there who listens to great and good music. Shout out to Sydney Talker. What's the name of your? I don't want to say record label, but you say
influencing music influencing outfit
records.
Neville Records?
No, music influencing records.
Okay. So that's what we're calling it. So that's a new. He has created a new cut.
They don't belong now. Getting back to the show, guys. We got Amalek Godly. And don't forget, check out Cade's single.
He's coming out with new stuff soon.
He's dropping a new single soon. And he's dropping a brand new EP in June.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. So fingers crossed, you better.